In your patience possess ye your souls. One more time. In your patience possess ye your souls. Can you guess what I'm going to preach on this morning? I'll talk about being patient. Amen. Being patient. Dear God, thank you again for loving us, for being a wonderful God. Again, dear God, thank you, Lord, for saving our souls, those of us who have trusted you as our Savior. What a day that'll be, what a reunion that'll be when we get the streets of heaven, Lord, and the streets of glory, and no more sin, and no more heartache. And Lord, just lay our burdens down and be with you all through eternity. And Lord, I pray for those who are not saved. I pray if there's anybody in this room that's not saved, I pray that they'll trust you to be their Savior. What an awful eternity that'll be to be burning in hell forever. Oh, dear God. May folks who are not saved trust you today. Please bless now, dear Holy Spirit of God. Meet with us. Bless, I pray. Speak to our hearts about this subject, this need of patience in our lives. Lord, we all know that we need it, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. May be seated. Luke chapter 21, verse number 19, the Bible says, Jesus said, in your patience possess ye your souls. I believe one of the key ingredients that are missing in most people's lives today is patience. I believe we are in a generation that is taught, we've all been taught that we have to have everything right away. You know, if you grew up 30, 40 years ago, you can remember when those the Polaroids came out. It was just something to behold, to pull that Polaroid out of the camera and just hold it, and in 60 seconds, the picture was ready. And boy, we thought that was something, amen. 60 seconds, we had to wait and say, wow, that's not long at all. Now, if your computer or your phone doesn't boot up in a minute, you yell at that thing and curse at it. I want to throw it, amen. I mean, it's just amazing how quick. I mean, there was a time, you want everything done 24-hour photo. There used to be, believe this or not, there used to be signs out 20, 30 years ago, 24-hour photo, 24-hour laundromat, We're living in a day and age where everything is microwaved, You just pop it in and pop it out. Everybody wants instant gratification right now. You want everything at your fingertips. And if you don't have it, you get upset. We're demanding that we have to have this right now. And what you don't realize, you're missing the key ingredient in life itself. Jesus said, read it, in your patience possess your souls. Your conduct in life, your relationship to Jesus Christ, and all the dressings, all the trimmings of life itself are impacted on how much patience that you have. Because if you can control your wants, your desires, if you can control your tongue, if you can control yourself and just wait. If you thought about everything before you said it, you wouldn't get into too much trouble, amen? But a lot of people speak before they think because you just want to get it off your chest. And that's how people get fired. That's how people break relationships. That's how people say things that they regret for the rest of their lives because they just don't have patience in themselves to deal with people, with circumstances, and even with life itself. Take your Bible, turn with me to Book of Romans, chapter number 5, please. In your patience possess ye your souls. Romans, chapter number 5. Verse number 3. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 3. Now, nobody wants heartache, and nobody wants difficulties, and nobody asks for problems. But I remind you that flowers cannot bloom unless they have rain. We love a beautiful weekend. It's been beautiful today, man. It's been beautiful yesterday, man. And this is like perfect weather for me. Give me 70s, hardly any humidity, nice wind blowing, sunny skies. It's great. But I got news for you. Trees and flowers don't grow when it's all sunny all the time, amen. They need storms. They need rain, amen. And your life needs rain. Your life needs a thunderstorm once in a while. Your life needs a downpour to make you grow, to make you right. That's how you get patience. You don't get patience when everything goes right in your life. You don't get patience when everything what you think is okay or perfect in your life. That's how you get spoiled brats, amen, that are born with silver spoons in their mouth, amen. Look what God says in Romans 5, verse number 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. I mean, do you enjoy tribulations? Who would say that? But Paul writes, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. The only way you can get patience is having gone through the fire before, amen? Do you ever have your parents tell you something? Your reply is, yeah. And then when it hits you personally, it's, I wish I paid attention, amen? Well, your parents are trying to tell you, or somebody older than you is trying to tell you something because they went through the same fire that you're about to go through. And it's always better to listen to somebody who's older, who's been through the test of life and been through the fire before, instead of you having to go through that. They're patient with you now because they've been through it too. You're not patient. You didn't want to listen to them because you didn't go through the fire yet. But you gain patience in life going through tribulations. That's what the Bible says. Take your Bible, turn to the book of James. Right after the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, the book of James, chapter number 1. James chapter number 1, verse number 2. Again, who prays, God, give me problems? If God brings, look, this is good. If God gives you problems and heartaches, that's good. Because God is about to work through you and do something through you. Like my cousin told me once, he says, I know God said that he would never give us more problems than we can handle, but I wish he wouldn't have more. I wish he wouldn't have this much trust in me. Amen. But he does. And God will not, according to 1 Corinthians, he will not give you anything more than you can handle. He'll make a way to escape that you'll be able to bear it. When God gives us those heartaches and God gives us those problems, it's not just for our good, but for somebody else's good, Philippians 1, verse 12. For the furtherance of the gospel. James chapter number 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. When you see somebody who's very calm, very patient, it's usually because they've been through a lot, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you ever talk to some old timers been in Korea, Vietnam, World War II? Very low-keyed and quiet, aren't they? You have these teenagers, 17, 18, they always want to go to war, press the buttons, let's blow them up, let's all go. That's because you haven't been over there and seen what it's like. But people have been over there and seen their buddies blown apart and seen their friends die. They have a little bit more patience and are willing to wait a little longer before we have to do what we need to do. And most of us are lacking that kind of patience because we've been given everything. We live in the greatest country in the world. We've been abundantly blessed with these blessings and material things. And too often they've been handed to us or not, they haven't been hard to get. If you get a job, you have a decent job, God will bless you, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you ought to be praying for Cynthia. She has to go back to Togo, they said, being deported. She's trying to stay in the States, just like Gigi has come to the States from Togo. You know how many people in third world countries are trying to get to America that you take for granted? That you don't even think about the freedoms and the liberties and the blessings that we enjoy every single day. Nobody stopped you to come to church today and ask you where you're going, unless... I better move on to another subject, amen? But there are no checkpoint Charlies along the way here asking you for identification papers and asking you where you're going and where you're coming from, most likely. But you get that everywhere you go to a third world country when you go into different towns and villages. Go ahead and go to communist China and see what it's like. Go to some communist Cuba and see what it's like, some communist country. We're enjoying the freedoms, and that's why this will be good. Americans are spoiled for the most part. And that's why Americans are not patient for the most part. That's why people in third world countries are more patient and are more grateful for the things that God has given them than people in America. Unless you're willing to go through the fire, you won't get patience. Since we're here, turn to Hebrews chapter number 10. close by, Hebrews chapter number 10. Verse number 36, look what it says. The writer of Hebrews says, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." Patience in life is the key for just about everything I can think of. I think patience, now the only thing you should not be patient for, if I could think one thing you have no business being patient for, a couple things, I'll say them tonight. But for Sunday morning purposes, the one thing you ought not to be patient for is salvation. You ought to get salvation as soon as you can. Because you can die right now and spend eternity in hell. And it'll be too late. So you should never wait on salvation. You should never wait to get saved later on. I'll do it tonight. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week when I feel better, when I feel right, when I think everything's all right. No, no, you ought to do it right now because you may take your last breath tonight. You don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Never wait on salvation. Get saved as soon as possible. Having said that, and by the way, I have no patience for traitors and stuff like that. I have no patience for religious leaders. None. None. Very little. Because the Bible says, we're going to read it, be patient toward all men. Amen. So the least amount of patience I have for religious people, and by the way, political leaders who ought to know better. But the further you come down the line, you know, the food chain, I guess, to those of us, common people, I guess, we ought to be patient with everybody. And we get in trouble because we don't want to be patient with anybody because we don't know how to deal with people. And it shows a lack of a character flaw, a lack of our character by not being patient with people that we don't like or we don't agree with. And if you'd be surprised if you gave people time to grow. You'd be surprised what kind of person that God can turn them into or make them. You know, a baby takes 9 months in the womb to be born. No, they're not popped out just like that. It takes a while. Not 6 months, not seven, not eight, not 8 and a half, not 8 3 weeks, but 9 months. Why? Because every period in that 9 month period, every single time is important for the growth of that baby inside that womb. You just don't pop it in a microwave and pop it out. But we're so used to going to a candy machine or going somewhere, putting some money in a slot and getting it right out because we satisfy our immediate lust or splurge because we can have it then. Biblically, that's not right. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse 36, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." So you're obeying God. So you're reading the Word of God. So you're coming to church. So you're praying. That's good. Don't quit on God because everything didn't fall into place this week or this in 2 or 3 weeks. Don't quit on God because everything hasn't been fixed in 6 months. Don't quit on God because your prayers haven't been answered in the last 12 or 14 or 18 months. Don't quit on God because things don't look good right now. You obey God, and I'm telling you, if you're patient, you'll reap. You'll reap. You obey God, you do the will of God, I'm telling you, God's going to come through, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe not the way we want it, but God's going to come through. God always answers prayer. Always. It's either yes, no, or wait a little longer. But he always answers prayer. It may not be the answer that I wanted, but it'll teach me some patience. It's like, you know, Lord, give me patience, but give it to me right now. Well, you got to go through tribulation to do that. If you've ever had a garden or planted fruit trees or a vegetable garden, you don't get vegetables and fruit the first week or two. It takes a lot of work, a lot of patience. If you've ever had farm animals from birth to adult, it takes a lot of work, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't snap your fingers and everything falls into place. If you've ever been in a relationship before, it takes a lot of work, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever want to do something in life and ever want to amount to something in life, then you must study and you must learn and you must be willing to be trained. You must be willing to listen. And it takes time to go through classes, to do your schoolwork, to do your homework, to do the tests and study. It takes time. You got to be patient. But you ever notice the kids that cut class, they just don't have patience for that kind of stuff. So they never learn. And so what happens is because they don't have the patience to do it, they say, it doesn't really matter. And I say, it does matter. It does matter. It does matter that you stick your nose in a book. It might be tedious sometimes. It might be boring at times. But you just need patience to do it. I'm flabbergasted. Look, I'm 56 years old. I know some people, you think that's old. I think I'm young. But wherever you are in the age group, amen, I don't know. But I am flabbergasted that these people are in their early 20s. This should be good. Early 20s, whether they got their first job, their second job, and they might be doing okay, they splurge and go into debt to go take a vacation in Hawaii for a week or two. I'm not against you going on vacation in Hawaii. Don't misunderstand me. But you know what? There was a time that you used to save 5-10 years for a vacation. There was a time that you saved and you had the money in your pocket before you go on vacation. Now you think you deserve a vacation in the Bahamas. Now you think you deserve a vacation overseas. Now you think you deserve a vacation in Hawaii because everybody else is doing it. And that's why everybody else is in debt, because everybody else has no patience. So you're following people that have no patience. They're ruining their lives and you're just following along, you know, like the blind lead the blind. You're following people that have no patience, going into debt, buying things you have no business to buy. Look, I wish to God I had a cell phone 30 years ago where I could take pictures of my rust buckets, amen. I'll tell you what, man, you always knew when you're going 40, 50 miles an hour, amen. Everything would rattle in that car, amen. But now if you don't have a nice brand new car, you know, if you're 22 years old and you don't have a brand new car, I have to get a brand new car. I have to have a nice car. Get a rust bucket, amen. As long as it goes downhill, ask three people to push it uphill with you, amen. And keep going down on the other side, amen. We go into debt to buy the fanciest clothes, name. You have to buy a name brand, don't you? You have to go to name brand stores, don't you? And get further debt because you got to keep up with the Joneses, don't you know? Because you have no patience to save your money to buy some clothes. I go to the thrift store. My wife goes to the thrift store, buys my suits. I don't think these suits look shabby at all. I mean, if we can go to thrift stores and buy our stuff, why can't you? Because some people have patience, some people don't have patience. As I said, everybody wants everything instantaneously today. They want to snap their fingers, blink their eyes, and have it on their table, on their plate. You ladies that know how to cook, prepare dinner, it's an all-day ordeal, cooking for a family of 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12, amen. When you have a party, it's an all-day ordeal, man. The night before, the day before, the week before, preparing everything. And then it's all gone in an instant, just like that. I mean, 30 minutes, you just gobble up. You'll be shocked if they even say thank you. Now everything's microwave. TV dinner, just pop it in, pop it out. Nobody works for it. That's why everybody wants to go through a drive-thru, you know, these fast food restaurants. Because nobody has time to stay at home and eat dinner with the family. You're just driving through, pop in to a fast food place and put your order in and you just get it out. And our country is crumbling because nobody has patience in their life anymore. Nobody knows how to be gentle. If you know anything about building buildings, you need to set down the plans. You have to put down on pencil and paper. Sometimes you need an architect. Marriage takes patience, ladies and gentlemen. A family takes patience, ladies and gentlemen. Lives take patience, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we deal with people as if they're things and we can just throw them away. People are not things. Since we're here, turn to Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1. Life is a long distance run. When I was in high school, I was on the track team, but I only ran the 100-yard dash because I was pretty quick on my feet, and so I ran the 100-yard dash. I would rather, though, I wish I had gone into a long distance run because that's a better picture of life. A lot of people can run real quick, maybe, or for short distances, but life is a long distance run pacing yourself. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Life's race is a long distance race. I don't know, mile race, 5 mile race, 10 mile race, 20 mile race, I don't know. But you have a race to run in your life. And you have to pace it out, and you have to be patient that God, if you, like we said, if you do the will of God and you obey God to the best of your ability, God's promised to bless you. You just have to be patient to wait for the blessings of God to receive it. In your patience, possess ye your souls, Jesus said. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, please. And like, as I said earlier, this is the difficult one right here. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Sometimes when you invest, as I was talking earlier, Brother Steve, I don't care what this is, stock market, gold, silver, other things that you invest in life for monetary investment, some of those things take 3, 5, 10, 20 years, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the stock market, it goes up and down. A patient investor waits out the storms. Life goes up and, has its ups and downs. Marriages have their ups and downs. You have to, let me tell you something. When your children are teenagers, I know you're going to pull your hair and yell and scream and cry a lot. Just be patient. Just don't back down. You believe God. Trust God. Obey the word of God. Don't give in. Just be patient. We need to be patient with everybody. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward what? All men. That's kind of difficult, isn't it? Because there's some people in my life, and there's some people in your life, they're pretty difficult to deal with, aren't they? Well, you know what God says? Be patient toward all men. Because as long as everybody has breath to live, then everybody has an opportunity to do right. I know the likelihood may be slim at times. You may think to yourself, man, that person will never be right. That person will never get their heart right. That person will never get saved. You don't know that. Because God knows everybody's address, amen? And God knows exactly which 2x4 to pick up and knock us over the head and wake us up, amen? And what you